Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today, I have basically got the two kings of England on the set. It's Rylan and Rob Brinder.
I can't believe I'm here.
I can't believe you're here.
This is dangerous.
I'm so happy.
This could be career ending.
Do you know we've actually met once before? Do you remember
this? I've seen your TikTok at the Amazon event.
Oh, that is absolutely was it. And I panicked because I saw I was so drunk.
Yeah.
And you can't miss, you're so tall. And I was like, my manager was there. I went, listen, this is my only shot here. So I run up to you and I go, I'm Grace and I talk about chlamydia online. And you went, okay, babe, lovely to meet you. And and I was like, and then the next day I woke up and was like, I have to.
Honest to God.
Yeah.
That, so my niece is obsessed with you,
as
Olivia,
should.
As she should be. And she forwarded me your TikTok of saying, I'm now, I see this man walking like a Greek god. Honestly, I want that on my CV.
Honestly.
Greek god though, doesn't it?
Shut up, Rob.
Okay.
But yeah, this is not the first time we've met.
It won't be the last.
And arc are you jumping off bridges? I saw that show.
I had to bungee jump.
What do you mean you had to?
It was stand up to cancer, so you can't go. Nah, fuck off.
Can't say that's like me up the mountain for fucking Comic Relief.
I was like, why can't I do Bake Off?
Yeah.
Why can't I do, you know?
Why am I rock climbing up a well?
Why am I strapped to Chris Hughes falling off a bridge?
It's, I mean, you could be in worse places.
Oh, bloody loot. Yeah. Never been held like that in my life.
No.
But yeah.
There's so much. I feel like I've been Shanghai. That means kidnapped into a paragraph. I don't actually know what's going on.
I've got
chlamydia.
Yes.
I've got TikTok.
Yeah.
Right, can we clip up? I've got chlamydia from him.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to be in the trailer.
Please let that be the primer.
Can you say it a little bit clearer into the camera? I have chlamydia.
I don't know what is going on. What
just say it. Say it into
say it right now.
You say it.
No, darling, it's your
Rob Brinder's got the clap. Got read all about clap. It. Is clap gonorrhea?
It's a bit of everything, darling, I think. You can use it for what you want.
It's all a bit of fun. Yeah. A few antibiotics, it's gone.
Darling, crabs are lobsters. Your crabs are lobsters, actually, darling.
I've never heard that before. That was really good.
Sorry, so you bungee jumped?
What I did,
hang on. That's what I was interested in.
Yes.
This idea that you, not idea, it happened.
It did.
That in your mind, you had an encounter and the next day you were sort of dying about it.
Yeah.
You thought it was like a social catastrophe.
Yeah.
And it really played on your mind.
Yeah.
And actually, this one had no memory of it whatsoever. I think that's a really beautiful learning from that. This like quote, I always think it's really important. Never underestimate how little people are actually talking about you.
It's so true. Because when you walk into a room, you think, oh, what are people thinking of me? They're probably not even looking at me.
No, they're getting with their own shit.
I just don't give a fuck anymore.
They're looking at you because you're 6'7".
I am.
You're exempt from that.
It's the teeth and all. It's like,
I like them. They actually look sick.
You're not looking well, babes. What week are you on?
I think I'm actually on week like 50.
How long you got left, do you know?
About 7 weeks.
Babe, give it 7 weeks.
My teeth.
Me and you, we could take over the world.
Oh, please.
It'd be like Jaws, the sequel. Like that.
Just all teeth.
Yeah, babe, that's what made a career off
all
it.
Bite, no bark.
My teeth are more famous than me.
Come on.
I'm fine with it.
Have you got them insured?
They've earned more money than I have, put it that way.
It's like Rob Beckett. Rob Beckett's the same. He's like,
I love Rob, but like his jaw comes around the corner before him, didn't it? I'm like,
yeah, when I met him, I was like, they are big.
He's a lovely bloke.
He's really nice. I love Rob Beckett. He's really nice.
Should we just do an hour talking about Rob?
Should we talk about Rob? Yeah, he's lovely bloke. Bromley.
What is this, please, in your hand?
It is an air up bottle, because you're intrigued about this.
I keep seeing this online.
Yeah.
Is this that thing where it's like you put a ring over the knob?
Yeah. Come on.
And you taste the air.
Yeah, you have a little sniff. You go like that. This one tastes like cherry cola.
And does it?
Yeah.
Wait,
what?
Because it's to do with senses.
What is going on?
Yeah, I know.
So you drink water.
Yes.
But it tastes like whatever the capsule is, but you don't taste it.
But it's
smell it.
Yeah, and it's still water. It's not
your
juice.
Brain.
Yeah.
Oh. I might try that.
Science.
Can you get any flavour you want?
Can you get red wine air up?
You can do a mojito one.
Shush.
Red wine I'm allergic to, and I'm actually very upset about it.
Are you sure?
It makes me a bit of fun. Can I ask you a law question, please?
Yeah.
Go in judge mode.
Okay. Or, well,
we're
yeah.
gone.
Bear in mind my...
Gavin, that was assault, and I don't even know the law.
Yep. I'm a witness to that, and
thank
I will
you.
Testify.
Thank
I will.
Remember, my practice was sort of international criminal law, unless you're about to...
We can do this.
Okay, go on.
We're international in the sense of UK.
Yeah.
So, you were with someone, possibly, and you get a fine through the door, 400, 200 pounds. I think it was 400.
With someone in what regard? Like boyfriend, girlfriend?
Possibly, yeah, possibly seeing them, possibly dating.
Okay. Right.
So you get a fine through the door and you're thinking,
it's not me.
What's happening? It says fly tipping. All your stuff with your name on it.
What?
Wow.
The person had fly tipped.
Your stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not responsible.
I'm not.
No, not
to. No, not if you've not done it.
No, I mean, even he knows that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to call PPI.
Yeah.
That is a lot for me.
Are they still about?
Unsure.
I don't hear a lot from PPI.
No, you don't hear much about them.
You know, like, do you want PPI? Have you, could you get your PPI back?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Where have they gone?
Fascinating.
They were fucking everywhere.
Have you had an accident at work?
Didn't leave you at home. Oh, no, I don't mind a little no win, no fee.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I'm saved in people's phones as no win, no fee.
No.
When a winter fell on me in Optical Express years ago. But the PPI, that, I like, everyone was involved.
There was a limited stop because there was an Act of Parliament. You could only apply up to a certain period. So
right.
So smart.
Hang on a second. Mm. We need to come back here.
Okay.
What, did this happen to you?
It did, yes.
When?
Okay, recently? Timelines as it may
go. So what, right. What happened to cause the fly tipping? Someone that you were seeing threw out some of your stuff?
Yeah.
Did you know about that they were getting rid of your stuff?
No, well, I said, just take it. Like,
right,
keep it.
As in like, I'll do what you need
to
do.
But I thought maybe
and then they've just dropped it down the line.
Yeah. And then I got fined because it obviously had my
fine,
name.
Though.
God forbid. I phoned up
pay
that company.
Fine. You think she's fucking paid for that air?
No, absolutely not. Straight from China. Thank you, James
thank
Johnson.
You. Thank
but
you, James.
thank you, James. But yeah, I rang them up and I said, listen, you know, and I know.
I'm GK Barrow.
Do you know who I am? No, I didn't say that. But I said, you know, and I know I'm not paying this because it wasn't me. And they said,
is that you, Shaggy?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
And I didn't pay it.
Even he got that reference. He's been hanging about with me too long. Well done.
It's
I'm
a good
really
one to get. It's a
darling.
Good one to get.
Really, yeah,
I'm
you can see I got that. Yeah,
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Well done.
Can I move on to, you guys have got a new show?
Yeah. Oh, babe.
Please tell me all about this. Tell the people.
I'm telling you now.
Tell me.
I've never been more proud. No, we're either going to win a BAFTA.
Okay.
Or both get cancelled.
Yeah.
And we're still not sure what it is.
Yeah. I think the cancelled option could be more iconic.
It probably could be more iconic. So me and Rob... You know, like everyone's doing a travel log.
Of course.
And it's like, oh, fuck off, you're just going on holiday.
Yeah.
We weren't doing that.
Right.
We weren't doing that. We were like, if we're going to make a show, we're going to make a show.
Come on.
Right. So we went around Italy. We did Venice, Florence and Rome.
The best.
Stun.
Yeah.
Right.
Any
and it's basically Rob showing me what he would do that week, which is go to art galleries, learn about all this beautiful art.
Oh, lovely.
And make art accessible to me, who's someone who just wouldn't walk into a gallery.
Yeah.
And then I would show Rob what I would do there.
Yeah.
Which is get off with French rugby players and dance on bars, which we did in Florence.
Yeah. And also show me the art as well.
And show you the art in a different way. But we didn't realise that this show was going to be as raw and as unpolished as it actually is. You know, like it's that old Gloucester, oh, we're in Italy, here's some grapes. Oh, a little ketchup, pepe.
Yeah.
No.
Not the ketchup.
We didn't
pepe.
Do that. We were like, fuck this, let's go raw. And we watched it back. And for months, we were sitting there going, can we let this go out? Because we was very honest.
Because it's, oh, really?
Grace, we were honest.
Were you slagging off the locations?
We didn't like something, we would say we didn't like something.
You won't 100%. Be getting a green card.
I mean, I nearly got in a fight in Venice.
Did you?
While dressed as a 7-foot drag queen.
Yeah.
Sorry, that whole thing.
Someone shouted out like some homophobic abuse at us dressed in drag with all these drag queens.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to be held back from
going to
knock
that
this prick out. Well, the shouting is, but my mouth running.
It's just all bleak.
You know, I've got an image to keep.
What is your favourite memory from filming the show?
Finishing it.
Getting away from each other.
Getting away from Rob.
Yeah.
There's so many favourite memories, actually, but there was one night we were in Florence and there's this thing, you would fucking love it, called Calcio Storico, right?
Okay.
Imagine the Hunger Games, right? On a big, like, rugby pitch in the middle of the city, right?
What?
The whole city is shut down. Right?
It's giving purge.
This sand rugby pitch is giving purge. Wait for it and you'd be surprised at what you've just said.
Okay.
There's four districts of Florence. It's been going on for years and years and years and years.
Okay.
Croce Church.
Right? Outside this church, the whole of Florence gathering on this pitch, right?
Right.
And imagine, you know, like Punch and Judy down the seafront where it's like, oh, wow, in that like little tent.
Okay, yeah.
There's two of them tents at either end of the football pitch, right? This like rugby pitch thing.
What's going on?
All of a sudden, the two districts, it was the final that had made the final.
Yeah.
They are all like Spartan gods.
Yeah.
And they are ripped to fucking shit. And there is one rule. All you have to do is get the ball in that little tent if you're on that team, and the ball in that little tent if you're on that team.
Right.
There are no more rules.
Yeah.
They would break each other's arms.
Sorry?
Break each other's legs. People would be carried off in a stretcher.
I've never been
the
more
referee's
turned on.
Been punched in the face and knocked out. It's a blood sport. And it is like the Hunger Games.
Who approved this?
Firenze.
Yeah.
Right.
It's been going for hundreds of years.
Wow.
But that was an amazing thing to see. And you see it in the show, didn't you? But my favourite memory was that night. They class it as like a bank holiday culture story.
That's
a shit. All of the bridges in Florence are shut to the public and people can all go along the embankment. There's a massive firework display.
Oh.
We were allowed in the middle of one of the bridges and just us. And the fireworks were just going off at the end of our Florence.
See, if you were together, that would have been really romantic.
He tried it, I said no. But
I need a fucking ladder, wouldn't I?
No, that's true. Well, no, not necessarily.
Yeah, it depends where you're going.
I need a ladder and a lobotomy. Well,
Canel, you nearly had a lobotomy, so yeah. You were a disgrace.
It was amazing, though.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. It is like fundamentally the ultimate seat moistener.
Yeah. Of course.
But it's absolutely splendid.
I'll have to go.
And I was really chuffed because I don't really do like pugilism, people punch each other. Never really been into vicarious violence as a way of like delighting things. I really love the like skill of boxing and what it gives you, you know, fitness wise.
Fine, yeah.
I watched it a few times. I couldn't really understand it. This was.
But the second the Spartan walked out,
it's visceral.
I think your words were in the show, no, they were chucking out water to the crowd. He was like, no, chuck me a rose.
Talking about learning new things and getting some new interests, today's sponsor of the pod is, of course, HelloFresh. HelloFresh brings more to your kitchen, making every opportunity to achieve something delicious. There's no commitment, so if I go away, I can stop the boxes. If I come back, I can have them coming again. Also, if I've got my friends coming around, I can choose some recipes that feed a few more people, or if it's just me, I can then cater it to myself. I also don't like going around the supermarkets trying to find the ingredients. I'm not messing about with it, which is why I love HelloFresh. It comes straight to your door with all the ingredients and easy to read recipes that even someone like me can read. Even if you are a picky eater, there is hundreds of weekly menus from you to choose from. Discover the delicious possibilities with HelloFresh. Go to hellofresh.co.uk/newgrace. That is hellofresh.co.uk/newgrace and unlock more in your kitchen. Click the link and you can get 60% off of your first order and 25% off of the next 2 months.
Yeah.
You did.
Would you guys have joined in though? If they
Had a rollabout. How they kept us off the pitch, I'll never know.
It's amazing. Oh God.
And even the spectators.
Oh really? Oh,
why are the blokes behind us?
It was absolute shit.
I'd have had to get my tits out. Not
I did.
Really.
I bet. Just one though, in class.
Of course, yeah. We're not European.
You would have done.
Yeah.
Would have, both of them.
Do you know this girl?
Which two girl? Breasts.
No, I don't
she
know.
She would have got a
tip. Yeah, I can't like, I don't, you know, I have a tattoo, I don't really listen to it. I only read, so I don't. But our first encounter, Grace, is coming into this room and seeing your bottom holding up cranberry juice. This is the first time we've ever met.
That's valid.
No, but I think that's important. Oh, you're lovely. Whatever I watch you the time. I don't, but you seem really like profoundly emotionally curious and nice. I like you.
Thank
How did you
first.
Balance that on your bottom? That in that picture?
CGI.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've seen my ass.
No, but it's extraordinary.
Has anyone seen your ass?
No, well, only people that...
Is anyone seeing your ass at the moment?
Yeah, do you want to see a picture, actually, of how flat it is?
Yes, please.
I took a progress pic the other day, like a little weight loss progress pic.
Why are you losing weight? You look great. I don't understand. What?
Don't need to do none of that
No,
shit.
We should talk about this as a segue into Florence. Like, who... I love that it's so funny. We live in a time where you're going through your photos, go, where's
are
my
you ready?
Ass? Yeah, can I have
right?
your ass?
Look at how flat it is from the sides. Nice.
What's wrong with that?
What, come on.
I don't, I mean, you know, there's...
That's
part of human drama.
But look.
That's like a door from Dunelm.
The right thing, and it is the right thing what you're saying. However, I'm very much like you.
Yeah, go on.
And actually, a couple of years ago when I lost a lot of weight, I was quite sick, my ass went like that.
Did it? How'd you get it back?
My brain went, darling, you're homosexual.
Yeah, it doesn't go hand in hand, that. Yeah.
So literally, yeah, I've got mine back.
Yeah. Fuck.
How did you get rid of the bites on there?
They are, I have three freckles in the shape of a triangle.
That's so useful. It's like a star constellation.
God bless, thank you.
That's really...
You've got a beautiful stomach.
It's so fascinating. It's like looking at a package holiday brochure. You know you're going to look at it, but you're definitely not going on the holiday.
Yes, yeah.
Is that your hair as well?
Well, not my hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jean?
Possibly.
Yeah.
You look from, anyway, I don't understand.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
I think you've got a beautiful body.
Oh, thank you. Oh, no.
Mind your hair up. Hair down.
God. But yeah, no, that for me, I thought it's a sign I'm going to have to start putting it back on because it's criminal.
So who's seeing your ass at the moment?
No one.
No one? You're not seeing anyone?
No. Although I did say we had this combo before. I'm in the girl era.
So are you lesbian now?
Yeah.
And how's the lesbian for
fucking
you?
Fucking great.
Yeah?
Fucking great.
Do you remember what I said, which was quite interesting? Like, the gay women I know tend to be in, like, long-term relationships.
Yeah.
And I don't really know the kind of sluttiness of sapphic life. And you said, what was it you said to me? It was an education. Girls are...
filthy.
Yes.
Girls are... Yeah, women are just filthy.
And have you learned anything? Because, I mean, I've never slept with a girl.
No.
So I want to know what I was doing.
First time I ever had a lesbian experience, I was blackout drunk in a toilet cubicle. So it wasn't...
Was it consenting?
Yes.
All right, fine. Just wanted to check that.
Yeah, it's all... It's very technical down there. With a penis, you know...
With a willy.
A few tugs and a ball tickle, you're in the win.
Is that all you do?
Yeah.
And that
I don't, I'm not a finger up the arse. So I will. I'm not a rimmer.
I think straight men have a very complicated and nuanced relationship with their anal.
Yes.
Their anus.
They're very like, no, no.
Yeah, but really they're... Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine.
They're on all fours.
No idea.
Yeah.
But so your experience of sex with women...
Yeah.
It's really interesting. Had been, let's say, sort of curated.
Yeah.
I'm using that. By virtue of what you had seen,
like porn,
in porn stuff,
yeah,
often through pornography that's created through the lens of men,
yeah.
So that's a good,
yeah. Is scissoring a thing?
Scissoring's not a thing. It's called tribbing now.
To what?
Tribbing.
To what? What?
Basically, you rub.
Do you ask to
shut up?
No, you just go into it. So, say my thighs here, they'll like rub against my thigh or something.
With their fanny.
There's what was it?
Tribbing.
Called? Tribbing. But you don't sort of, in the choreography of all, you don't say, shall we trib now?
Or may one trib?
No. May one trip.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll use that, see if that goes down a treat. But you just sort of.
Do you
move
go
on
down the
treat?
It.
No.
Really?
No. Because I was saying.
Very selfish.
I had to, obviously. Women have got rights now.
Yeah,
what,
good
do you know
God.
What I mean? So what I did was I went on the old hub of porn and I typed in lesbians. And I watched
it. I typed in lesbians.
And I watched it and I took notes. I said, one finger there, 20 seconds.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
And then I was thinking, this is it.
I want to know what to do.
That's the way I would approach lesbian sex.
A vagina's like oysters. No one
actually, the vulva is like an oyster.
Oh,
I learned that. The vagina is actually inside. The vulva is
what it's
see.
The vulve.
What the fuck do you know? Sorry.
I hosted a sex show.
Okay.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Learn about the vulva.
I'm always fascinated by how much of the vagina feels like you could go on a package holiday to it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it depends what's out and what's in.
No, because
some people are lippy and some ain't.
Some people are.
That sort of lippy thing. They've got
lippy or slitty.
American Express.
Well, but they're cool things. Like you could imagine like years ago, yeah, me and seeing you did your northern thing. For
yes.
Me and my wife, this year we're going to Labia Majora. We didn't really like, so there's a better hotel. We think it's small, less people, Labia Minora. We're going to have a wonderful trip, day trip, up Mons Pubis. The whole of the area is almost sounds sort of like a place, obviously,
yeah.
Neither of us would want to visit without, I suppose, being threatened.
I'll send you a postcard. But
yes.
Yeah.
I think vaginas, it's all the same room, but the furniture's moved about in some of them.
Did you not see that Sex and the City episode?
It's like a bar at home, but people have decorated
yes,
it themselves.
Exactly. Exactly that.
You know
exactly
what I mean?
That.
They're all the same.
But they're not.
But you decide how you
yeah,
make it look.
Yeah, exactly that.
There's you know, Sex and the City, right? Not the
ferret's still about.
Probably.
Oh, I might get a deal with them then.
You should.
Sex and the City, like the original series, is still really radical.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Didn't love the second film was an absolute
just don't insult it.
Horror show. No,
always.
The second film is absolutely terrible. But the series is quite exquisite. And there's actually when Samantha has a relationship with a woman.
Right.
And this is like in the 90s, early 2000s. Yeah. And she's talking about...
Is it Maria?
No, she's an artist from...
Yeah, she's the artist. Spain?
She called, no, she's from South America.
South American.
Sure. It's such a... even now, and it says how groundbreaking
it was,
you know,
brilliant.
Samantha was as a character, and they were sexually liberated women like that we didn't even have language for, we still don't have language for now.
Yeah.
Which says everything about the culture, you know, somebody who's sexually righteous makes their own choices.
Yeah.
Tons for men still. Think about a positive word for women. Tragic says all that it needs to say.
Oh my God, it's so true.
Right. It's a really interesting example, an important one for those out there that say women and men are treated similarly. Think about the way women who make and choose their own, write their own sexual narrative are treated. But part of that for a second, when she became a lesbian, she said there were three holes down there. Do you remember?
Yeah.
It's like, do you know there are three? And she told her friends all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah.
Do you remember that?
Well, because I always grew up thinking that there was one hole.
The was the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. That there was one. And I thought, well, how, like when you wee, if a willy goes up it, why is it not like Niagara Falls? Do you know what I mean?
So true.
I didn't realise this little hole.
But do you know how many straight men are also so poorly educated, even when their wives have had babies, like about menstruation and stuff? Like my friend
Oh, we're talking periods now.
Extremely bright man, does an extremely important job.
Yeah.
Genuinely thought, it is the largest cell in the body that disappears, not disappears, very painfully once a month.
Oh, yes, yeah.
But genuinely thought that his wife like laid an egg once a month, as in like you could see it in the loo.
Men scare me. Straight men scare me.
Gay men scare me.
Well, it's... Do you know what one thing I learned recently?
What did you learn?
Douching.
Right. What did you discover? Rob can talk about this more than me.
Are you not a doucher?
I mean, nothing goes
up. That's not his... that's not his role.
It is a scary place. I don't think I really want anything up there either.
Really?
Because to me, that's like... That's the evil eye down there.
Well, let's ask the professional.
Professional. I'm trying to do it for
I meant as a barrister.
My life would have been a lot easier if that were the thing.
No, I mean, we'd have earned probably more money if we did that. We should start a little OnlyFans, me and you.
Oh, I'd subscribe.
The judge and the jury. Yeah,
a bit of role play.
People will pay me money to keep my clothes on. Yeah.
Babe, we're on to a winner life. Here. We're on to a winner life. Here. I won't sing or take my clothes off if you subscribe now. That's what we're doing. I'll give you 10% off.
Thank you.
So you're not going to be trying anal anytime soon?
No, the thing is with anal with me is, listen, it's like...
Why would you... Can I ask you a question?
Mm.
When you've got the vagina...
Yes.
Why would you want it up the arse?
Well, listen, sometimes when you've been in a relationship for a while, you can tell they're getting bored of you. Stick it in the arse, they're around for another six months.
If you're with a girl,
is
that of interest?
Absolutely not.
No.
No, absolutely not going
in. Just the guys are up for it.
Yeah. Yeah, but even then I think, ooh... Because it hurts.
Well, I mean, there's all sorts of ways to, you know, enjoy the body freely, safely.
Hoppers.
And yes, that being perhaps one of them.
Mm.
But why...
It frightens me.
I'm a little bit sort of, not concerned, but why, if you're experiencing the delight of somebody...
inserting themselves into you.
No, that's not entertaining you orally. Wouldn't you reciprocate? It feels like bad manners.
Oh, hang on. You
are we talking about blowjobs now?
No. You said you didn't go down on...
Women I will.
But men you...
Men, I just think...
Oh, you're fucking sexist, you are.
I am, yeah. I am. Take away the rights. I just think, for me...
It's my favourite thing.
For me, men usually don't know what they're doing anyway. So you're basically down there... digging for gold, it's not doing anything for me. But then you want me to go and give you a blowjob, which will actually feel nice because it's just easy.
How do you rate yourself?
Not me personally, but you know, it's quite easy.
But why wouldn't you communicate? I mean, if somebody's sort of down there and lost, you know, if you saw someone lost in the street.
Get a tom-tom.
Yeah, well, or just be more gentle. Say, look.
Turn left.
No, precisely.
Yeah.
At the roundabout, the second exit to join M25. I can do that voice really
that
well.
That was really good.
Do you know what? Who's that? Whose voice that is? You know, the woman at the airport.
Oh, please announcing
go to
the
gate 20. It's actually an AI voice, and I get like obsessed with.
You sound
like
you've had a hard month.
Literally, at the roundabout, take the second exit.
Is she Romanian? What was the?
It's a Dutch English accent.
Okay.
Genuinely, I've looked into this. It's supposed to be the most soothing voice. Is a Dutch English
really?
Accent.
Really? Maybe if someone spoke dirty to you in that voice, would that be?
Good well, let's
you?
Find out. Ready?
Why wouldn't you communicate? I mean, this thing, like, because the problem is, if you're not going to stay in a relationship with him, you're going to, you know, unhappily gift this man into the world, who's going to carry on believing that he's sexually satisfying women. When in fact he's sort of useless, and you could do a feminist act by improving.
You say that though.
Yeah.
Look back on Sex in the City. Samantha's tried to do that with a guy before, and he's gone, "What do you know?" and walks out.
I think. Oh no! I think was that the episode? I think that was the one with the funky tasting cum. That was the one.
Oh, he's so handsome.
He was
bloke.
Gorgeous. Yeah,
so handsome. It's a shame about
him. Hearing this as an outsider that hasn't watched. I need to do it. But I'm Real Housewives at the moment.
Yeah, that's fine. But this is Real Housewives on.
It's just so, like, I really felt, I went back to it. Some series now you watch years later.
Yeah.
They feel old and tired. And like the right, exactly. Bit cringe.
Could have been now.
Yeah.
Really good. And like all of the female paradigms.
So are you giving up on the blokes?
Yeah. Do you know what it is for me? I think, I don't know.
Just love the pasita.
Just love the pasina. You know what I mean? I love it. And also in a bedroom with a guy, I'm very much top on, lights off, lay there, wait for it to be finished.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's a sign, darling.
But yeah, what about, but with a girl, it's like,
well, with a girl, I could wear them like a glove. Like, I think, and I'm fine with it. Sorry.
No, I suppose you could.
Got the image now.
Yeah. In all sorts of ways.
Yeah. I hope my mum, my mum's going to watch this episode as well, because she likes,
we do attract the mums.
Yeah.
Oh, good God.
That's a good audience to have, though.
Oh, babe, they're the ones with
you
money.
You go B&M, aren't they?
Yeah. Go down B&M.
Stop saying that. What's B&M?
Remember that place I was telling you about?
What?
Which one?
Where you go, where all the cleaning products are.
Yeah.
That's really place. Upset
it's like
me.
PK Maxx for you.
With cleaning products.
Mm. But with cleaning products for me. Yeah.
It's an amazing place.
You can get like
a
big comfort.
Oh, I'd love that.
No, it's incredible.
I'm for cleaning.
I can't believe you don't know what B&M is.
I don't really shop. I'm not really in the world. I've got no transfer.
She didn't know skills. I was on X Factor until we were in Venice.
Absolutely deadly, 100% on my mum's life, true.
Yeah.
You never seen the crying night, meme?
No.
The night before, I swear to God.
True.
The night before, true. I was at a friend's house and their teenage daughter's like, oh, right, X Factor, that's who you're going to meet. And they played it for the first time on YouTube and I had never, ever seen it before. I was Radio 2, everything I love about him being piercingly intelligent.
Yeah.
And
there I am crying into Nicole Scherzinger's lap.
Yeah, it was a surprise.
It was an iconic moment.
And you had funny hair.
Listen, I've got a career now.
Yeah. I didn't love that hair though. What was that?
No, that was normal.
It was a different time. It was a different time. That was that not hair,
hair
was
like
normal
braces
there.
At that time.
Yeah, that's literally. True. Probably the same set.
It could actually be. I wondered set. Where they fucking went. It's nice, but recycle.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
No, I genuinely didn't know. And I would, you know.
How did you feel watching it?
Well, it's just a bit instructive. I kind of always judge as I find.
Yeah.
It was surprising, I guess, because I'd never seen you in that way.
Whereas some people have only ever seen
right.
you that way.
And that was, I suppose, the nicest thing. So I only, when we were going to go on this trip with one another, the thing that I was looking for and hoping for, would be that all of these encounters with great art, and like Ryland says, I had to call you Ross.
Call me Ross.
Real name. The thing that I really was hoping is that in front of all of this great art and music and all the rest of it, what you would have is the cleverest person in the room being the person that intuitively people have soft bigotry of low expectations about.
Right, yeah.
The idea that people underestimate you, but ultimately says the cleverest and most exquisite thing.
Cool.
And he delivered every single time. And I'd seen that in various moments in his broadcasting, right? You can see, you don't, listen, they invite you in the room, you might get a year, but you don't get to stay there as long as he does.
Very
you've got
true.
That, unless you're that clever.
Bizarre.
So that's kind of, so I guess seeing that, it was just an origin story, which, you know, was divorced from the person I knew. It felt surprising, but that's
so what I actually narrative. Bumped into someone not long ago at an airport.
Yeah.
And it was a British woman. And she went, oh, Ryland from X Factor. I went, oh, hello, you're right. She said, oh, you're British. And she went,
what?
Yeah. She was like, God, that was a while back now, wasn't it? I was like, yeah. And she went, so what do you do now? And I went, where
do you been?
Live? I don't know, no, in a weird way. I went, where do you live? She went, oh, I live out here. It was in America. I was like, oh. I said, when did you move? She was like, end of 2012.
Right.
So literally, that's all she ever knew that I'd done.
Sure.
And was just like, oh, what are you up to now?
Crazy.
So there's still people that think that's me.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's crazy.
Does that scare you though?
I think it's something really sweet about that actually.
Aww.
I think it's actually quite sweet.
Yeah.
He was a nice young boy. And now I'm just old and fucking ruined.
Brilliant. You've sold it to me.
Ruined about you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, same thing. So Judge Rinder, where, you know.
Yeah. Some people will only know you.
Yeah, does that piss you off when people are like.
Never.
No, he loves it. He walks about in a wig. Sits at bus stops waiting for selfies. I'm
waiting.
Like, Rob, come
someone
in.
Someone to recognise him.
For fuck's sake. Should have seen him on the plane. He was going, order. I was like, no. Rob.
Not now.
Please, we know. Say no. Let it go. Dead.
I can't imagine both of you on an easy jet.
So silly.
You can't, and you probably
please.
Won't.
Well, yeah.
No, I did. We did have to get an easy jet.
No, that's right. He turns right on an aircraft sometimes.
No, I remember right to get on that easy jet, and I thought it was going to get DVT.
Yeah, to know what
they
ruined.
Get deep vein thrombosis.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
No, obviously I'm 20 foot tall, and so it's not like a sit in business or first. It's not that in a slight
leg room.
It's leg room for me, genuinely. When we flew to Rome, it was Rome.
That's right.
We had to go to Gatwick. Do you remember?
I love the way you say it, as if it's like an allegation of a terrible
Gatwick.
Crime. Like
no, we went to Gatwick.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Gatwick.
Yeah, but going all the way to Gatwick, if you're just doing like a short flight, it's it's like Heathrow. Why?
Yeah,
just go from city or don't go. Do you know what I mean?
Stay in England.
And literally, the aircraft had changed. So I'll always book an extra legroom seat.
Right, okay.
Like the emergency exit, something like that.
Yeah.
They had to change the aircraft at the last minute, which meant the seating plan had changed.
Yeah.
And this was me.
Yeah, I've got a picture.
To Rome, like that. And literally everyone on the plane was like, you're right. And I was like,
no.
Mm-hmm. And most people were British and they were like, do you want to sit here? And it was like an old couple.
I'd have said, yeah,
and I was like, no,
I
couldn't boot an old couple out.
It's funny that you sit by the emergency exits though, because if something did happen, you'd go to open the door and someone would go, are you Rylan?
Yeah, and I'd be like, darling, keep it moving and please take your shoes off.
Take your heels off. Thank you.
Such a fascinating thing, though, is, you know, when they come over and they say, are you willing to help in the event of an emergency? As if you know. Do you know what I mean?
Unless I pass out through
fear. No, but I drink heavily before flight, so I don't know if I can take on that responsibility.
Well, you should say that to the woman, because nobody knows. Nobody knows. You should say, nobody knows how you're going to act in the event of a catastrophic event.
I think I'd just die on the spot.
That's what you should say and see what happens.
At the end of the day, you know.
And also, put your life jacket on. In event of what's going to happen? I mean, what, you know, in years to come, if they dig you up, you know, the archaeologists will think that there was a river there or something.
And may I just say, if you have got a fear of flying, thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, that's me.
But you're not for me.
You haven't helped that at all.
Why have you got a fear of flying?
Listen, how long you got? I think if humans were meant to fly, we'd have had wings. I think it's silly that we've just invented that. Malaysian Airlines. Where's that? With it. Where is she?
Where is MH370?
They've solved that.
No, they haven't.
They haven't. They
bollocks.
Bit of debris.
No.
I'm obsessed. Titanic.
When I was on my honeymoon in the Maldives years ago, after that flight went missing, and we were in the Indian Ocean, and I was looking at all the conspiracy theories about Diego Garcia, the military base that could have landed at, all of that. I was so, yes, I'd had a few drinks that night, went back to the villa, and I was so adamant that I saw, because it was glass floor, I saw a Malaysian passport float under my... No, I was.
What is wrong?
We got the guy out, Ibba, lovely guy, Ibba, who worked at the resort, and they went wading for it, and it was just a bit of wood. Bit of wood.
How would you even know what a Malaysian passport
is? I've watched the documentary.
Okay, fine.
That's quite a good theory about what happened there, actually, and it looks pretty, you know, ugly. But
MH370. About the,
the pilot.
No. I don't know.
And there's kind of, they've pieced it together.
I don't know. You don't just lose
no
a plane.
Need. There's no
you
need.
Focus on that. I mean, no, seriously. Not just statistically.
Travel sickness.
No, but statistically, you've got so much of a greater chance of getting killed crossing the road or arriving. Where are we here? I mean,
flying is one of the safest modes of transport.
I'm sick of hearing that. I've had a bad turbulence.
Babe, turbulence is turbulence. Yeah.
And my dad crashed his plane once in the middle of an ocean.
Oh, my dad's got a plane. Fuck me. You don't need the fucking air out of my knee.
It was a tiny thing.
My dad's got a plane and you're holding microphones down. But sweet corn, get a fucking grip.
Also, like when you announce your phobia and the reasons of it, like that might have been a starting point. I mean, you spent 3 hours in therapy. So, you know, it be claustrophobia? Could it be whatever?
Could it be?
And like, you know, session three. Oh, yes. And my dad did crash his plane in the sea. Oh, that'll be it.
So what plane?
It was like a tiny little plane.
Like a microlite.
Who?
Like a microlite.
Yes.
What, you got in?
It's two-seater.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Little thing. And he had a priest in there, the engines just cut out. It went straight into the ocean.
Is this the beginning of a joke?
I swear on my life this happened. It's on YouTube.
Is your dad still with us?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
And the priest.
Although he's 76, so.
Well, I mean, the priest must have had the blessing of on high.
You know, not often do you say, thank God there's a priest here, but on that occasion.
Andy. So where was he?
What ocean did they land in?
Cape Cod.
Oh, abroad?
Yeah. It's America. He used to live out there. For work or so, I don't know.
Is your dad an agent?
No.
But you sound quite incurious about it. Do you know what I mean? If like, you know, it's quite a story.
It is.
And I feel like you should go and collate some more detail about what happened.
Well, he texted me and went, just crashed my plane. I'm all right. Sent me the YouTube link to the interview. And went, women saved me. Like, you know, the Baywatch women, like the lifeguards came out and swam to him.
Can I just say something? The way your dad handled that story explains a lot about you.
Yeah. It explains so much about me.
Yes.
I get it now.
Cat's died.
What's your dad's name?
Mike.
Mike. We get it.
We get it.
What do you mean? That's right. You have a kind of, an emotional muscle that's quite unusual.
Oh.
No.
I'd say I'm not very emotional as well. Really? I'm not a very emotional person. I've only just recently got into hugs.
Whoa, really? And what was the nicest hug you ever had?
Probably yours.
No, seriously?
I don't know.
I'm not offended, don't I?
Chop liver.
No.
I don't know. Maybe, don't really have one. Don't really have a memorable hug.
When was the last time you cried?
Oh, yeah, when I was on tour. Jesus wept.
What happened?
Why was Jesus crying?
He was just really busy that day. Yeah. As well. It was just too much. There was too much going on. I was hungover. I was meant to meet a girl and I was really stressed out about it. I had to go on stage. Had a ponytail.
That'll do it.
Yeah. So it was a lot for me. But I'm not really... I like a good breakdown, but not too much.
So one of the things, like, bring it back to our show for a second, but I think it's important is the...
Because he's on the promo trail.
No, but I'm interested, like, the authentic connection you have with art or music, and that can be in different forms. And I wonder whether you've been to a concert or seen a piece of art or whatever it is that's made you feel in some way, or what you go to in order to sort of get there. You say you're not an emotional person, but sometimes, you know, you need that laxative. Where, you know, everything's down, you're just at the edge and you need to get it out. So you look at a piece of art or read a book or see the last 10 minutes of a film. That
Lewis Capaldi.
Oh, yeah.
Shove on that album.
Lovely boy.
Yeah. Lovely man. I like him.
Mm.
My manager would love to date him as well.
Oh, really?
So if you've got any contacts, then no.
Is he straight? Well, hang on. There's that lovely song he says, one song that I know that's very heartfelt. What's the words
that? And the Nightfall. What is that song?
Somebody I used to love.
Unsure.
I can sing it, but not say it.
Okay.
Someone you love.
So that's the song, and it connects.
Oh, I like Minds Unwell. Very good song.
What song?
Minds Unwell. Go home and listen to it. It's very
Who's
good.
That by? Because he'll tell
Lewis Capaldi.
So Lewis Capaldi is like that connects to you. Is he the only one? What about art or films and stuff?
Mean Girls.
Shawshank Redemption. Don't know. I feel like...
I'm asking you that because that's so much of what we were trying to do.
Well, what was yours then?
All Saints, Pure Shores.
Yeah, I was talking about that earlier. That's really interesting.
You'll love that song, babe.
Oh, it's a song. It's a song.
Yeah, it's theme music to the beach as well.
It is theme music to the beach. Yeah. But so basically, the whole point of this show was basically saying, just because, and I'm going to say words you might not understand now, because I didn't understand them before I went away, just because I'm standing in front of Tintoretto's Il Paradiso.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right?
Mm.
Doesn't mean I can't sit there and say, don't like the look of that cherub's face. It looks like a demon.
Right, just because it's like a famous artist. Right.
That's sort of terrible.
Okay. The whole point of this show.
Yeah.
Is to sit there and go, I'm not frightened of art.
Yeah.
I'm frightened of someone talking to me about art.
Yeah.
But what I've learned and being a part of this show and actually getting a small education on stuff is the only person that knows what that painting is supposed to be is the artist.
Yeah.
What you make of it could be the complete opposite to what I make of it, that they're both as valid. But and also, if you don't like it, you can say it's shit.
True. And the chauvinist, classist of certain people that feel that they are the gatekeepers to culture. And
they look down on people that may not know.
What about
snobby bastards?
It's all bollocks. So I go to the opera and I walk out a lot of the time. Oh, it was so funny. No, fucking what? To sound bollocks. Like him. No, you were laughing in order to display that you got the joke in German. That's not real. So when I was asking you, like that, someone's like, what do you connect with?
Yeah.
It's because that's what matters. Connection is really important. Right. And that's what all these great artists were trying to achieve and what we're exploring and how they changed. So we went into this, I mean, talk about something really like feminist and amazing because we were talking about, you know, your, what's it called again? Not scissors.
Vagina?
No.
Tribbing.
Tribbing and women and stuff.
Mm.
So in Florence, we had this moment.
Tribbing?
It sounds literally like a place you'd get to on the A12.
Sounds like a disease.
It sounds like it's just outside of Great Dunmore.
You've got a bad case of tribbing.
I went to
Where do you live? Tribbing.
Yeah. It does.
I was like, oh,
where do you drink? The Tribbing Inn.
I went to a little chef outside Tribbing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, how is little chef?
It's gone. Oh, how's it? Oh. Yeah.
It's dead.
Bye. Sounds like a small pity.
Bye.
Oh, well.
Anyway.
No, and so I give you a story, which I think you connect with. It's all about that. Like, what is it about wearing a mask, for example, in Venice we explore, like that makes you sort of freer when your face is covered, which is
when
what they were doing.
Makeup on like me.
Right.
200 years ago, they would wear masks, and so they would be free from all of like the strict sort of pent up society, and they could go and do the most debauched things. That's what Byron, et cetera, could do, right?
Right.
Because you're behind a master. Great music by Vivaldi, you know, Four Seasons.
Frankie Valli.
No, that's Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
Oh, yes, I do know that.
Spring, you know it, right?
That's Spring.
Okay.
Written at the early part of the 1700s, written for girls. Right, who were the daughters of
prostitutes?
Right, who were abandoned at an orphanage? Right,
and like one eye,
the lot,
always
like look at that.
Yeah,
and in Florence, right? So we're now like again, you can't think of Italy as one place. They're different states, different countries, really, until the 20th century.
Yeah,
Florence is its own state. Venice is its own like country, really. Mm-hmm. So in Florence, and we go into this place. It's the Palazzo. It's the house that's been left by Michelangelo, who you totally would have heard of.
I know that.
Michelangelo's David.
Amen.
Right, exactly. And anyway, it's been left to his nephew in veneration of, you know, Michelangelo's life. In other words, he says to his nephew, you keep it. And the nephew says, right, we're going to keep this place in honor of my great uncle, who at the time was a rock star, right? But remember, like, it was,
back then they were famous.
Oh, really? Big.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And loaded, right?
Right.
And so he does these frescoes, which are basically like inside paintings.
On the ceiling.
Okay.
There are like six of them. The first one is like, it's various moments of Michelangelo's life. The moment the Pope commissions him to do the Sistine Chapel, really famous one, right, with God and the finger of
Adam. Oh, yes. I love that.
Michelangelo.
Also be mistaken with E.T.
Yeah, also.
Could also be. Yeah. But was also, you know, undoubtedly the model in That's No Dispute is his gay lover, right? It's not.
Gay right.
Yeah, I was about to say gay right.
No, but it's the moment. And then there are these six paintings that are in this other room, and they all represent one aspect of Michelangelo's life. And the nephew has commissioned them, like his vision, his foresight, whatever it is, his genius, etc. Anyway, there's this woman that comes in, really like should know about him for a second, because I think this articulates so perfectly what he's like. And she's an art historian. I know about this stuff. And there's this one picture in there, really unusual. It's of a woman. And I know it's by this female artist called Artemisia Gentileschi. And so for your listeners of you, right, beautiful. But she's part of what's called Canish. So she's up there. She's the only, there's a few others, but she's the only one of those women artists in that period.
That did it.
Right, yeah, that she was famous in her time. She's like the Gaga of her time or the Beyonce, right? But so few women artists were trained. They've been disappeared, right?
Okay.
Like we don't know, Mozart's sister, for example, was a badass pianist, right? And an amazing composer. We know nothing about her music. That's right, because they weren't elevated, right?
Right.
So all of that female history has like disappeared. Mm. Anyway, she made it, but the story is a really interesting one, is that she learns in Rome, different sort of part of Italy, different state from her dad, Gentileschi Senior. And he says, look, you've almost outdone me. I'm going to give you to this art teacher. And this art teacher, like, sexually assaults her pretty badly.
They're terrible.
Right. And she goes into the Inquisition to maintain her allegation, which was definitely true, proven against him. But the way it was proven is that she was tortured by the Inquisition, so she couldn't paint. Her thumbs were tied, right?
So they tortured her.
They tortured her, right. She maintains the claim. And nothing happens to him, so very little has changed. She goes up to Florence, by which point she's now famous.
Right.
She gets paid three or four times. I can't remember. It's something like three or four times. More than anybody else in that room. She's commissioned to paint Michelangelo's vision.
Good fucking her.
Yeah.
100%. And I walk in, I see this. And I've always been a bit dubious about her. Mm. Because I'm obviously intellectually reading about art. And I make that thing, that noise, so to speak. Because a lot of like critics, you know, who think that they have the franchise on opinion, have sort of spoken about her, not necessarily in glowing terms, because she's the only woman that's sort of in that world. So they ask questions, you know, does she deserve her place at the top of the kind of apex of great art?
Right.
You know, or is it that perhaps she's the only woman? And, you know, I'd listened to a lot of that. The woman who comes in, as I'm looking up at this painting, right, is an American art historian. She's very sweet, but she gave me her undivided indifference. Couldn't give a shit.
Of course.
And I want her to be my friend. I want her to know I'm clever.
I want
her to like me. Not interested.
Oh.
Right. This one walks in, right, because it's always like going outside, having a cigarette, speaking to the person, like everybody, like the person in the van, go, no, Giancarlo, you got to get rid of Maria. No fucking good fit. Like,
she weren't fucking good.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like,
and we go into this room, and it looks down, like, because, you know, she's 4 foot and he's 10. Fucking hell, love. It's like Graceland in here. And she immediately melts and goes, that is exactly what this place is.
No.
Right. And then from there, we then get to go and have this experience where
Graceland,
which you, which was incredible.
Yeah, it was so
and
good.
Again, we're talking about sort of empowerment in the female mm-hmm. body. She'd taken the painting, well, they had taken the painting of the ceiling, which Ryland immediately knew. It looked perfect, but he could tell straight away it was a photograph of it.
Oh, really?
That ain't right.
That's not
straight away.
Not all paint.
100%. And they've x-rayed it, and they've also done...
And they basically found out that this one painting, we were the first two people from the public to ever see it.
Yeah.
It's a nude woman, but covered in like a sheet here and a sheet there.
Right.
They knew something was wrong with that painting for so many years, and they finally got it down and x-rayed it. And it turns out it's actually Artemisia Gentileschi. She self-portraited, painted herself.
Her first nude.
Completely nude.
Completely.
To reclaim her femininity. Yeah. And the
they covered it up.
Were added
over the years as social mores become like more strip, becomes more
and
tighter.
And we got to see it, the
but
original.
No
Here's
way.
The thing about it, right? She is commissioned to paint, let's say, Michelangelo's vision.
Yeah.
It's a self-portrait. She was pregnant at the time.
Ooh.
And she paints herself nude, looking down at art. You want to look at vision? Here's vision. This is femme. I mean, and we both got
she
goosebumps.
She was a boss bit.
That's right. Mental. Yeah.
That's the thing. And, you know, you think about that, like placing art in its time and what it has the power to say and to tell us.
Yeah.
And it was a real moment for both of us.
Look, like I'm into art now. You've kind but of sold that to me.
I swear to God, this is the whole point of the show. It's not like, hello and welcome to Venice.
Travel.
This is Tintoretto's Zilper.
Yeah, none of that.
Painted in cerulean. Like, none of that.
Yeah.
It's literally us going, don't like that. What is that? Rah, rah. And it's you learn so much without doing this. Yeah.
And you forget what skills you have. Don't forget, some of these people it's working class.
Everyone.
Yeah. So he's sitting there. You remember, like, he's looking up a Tintoretto. But
an artist.
Understanding an artist. Like, late 1400s, right? Doge's Palace got this great big piece of art. Now, to get in, it's impossible.
It was like
full of tourists.
The biggest piece of art in the world.
In the world. And to get to see it with just the two of us. And he goes, come sit down, babe. So got to see it from a completely new perspective.
I wanted to sit on the floor and be back up.
Right. But no, you wanted to see.
We both.
The point is, what you realise is that all of a sudden it's having conversations with various people. People have looked at it forever. That shading's wrong, or look at that up there. And the reason, you know, is because
you've got the eye for it now.
Not just the eye. No, if you blend makeup, right?
Yeah.
You've got an eye for colour. Yet for some reason, people feel intimidated by great art or feel like they need to come to it, you know, in some way.
Mm.
You know,
cherub didn't have enough contouring for my life.
Right.
It's true.
It wasn't giving a chiseled.
And it was giving demon.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or when I like,
found a demon.
We decided, when I put on drag in
Venice,
which I never would have agreed to, but for you, not in a million years.
Have to.
Well, I wanted to explore like what wearing a mask would enable me to do.
Yeah.
And we could have done some sort of wanky, you know, ultra privileged thing that they do when they always
like
do.
Like a masquerade ball.
Like the Monaco Grand Prix. Right. But what were they actually exploring? Getting underneath the idea of it, what it enables you to do. So I agreed to put on drag, which I never done would have done without him. And I felt, you know, eventually I put on the outfit he gave me. I said, well, how do I look?
Pretty.
What did you have to say?
Quite pretty. I said it's giving Pauline Fowler from EastEnders.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That the vision?
He was giving Wendy Richard.
Wow.
May she rest.
May she rest.
Yeah.
You got a hole here.
Stop it.
Have you got a hole?
Yeah, I've got a hole.
Oh, no.
Only a small one. No, it's sometimes.
Have you tried to stitch that?
Yeah.
Why did you use black stitching?
Because I'm incompetent.
Sorry.
Well, now this is being demonetised. God, holding the trousers is a nightmare. Your mates with Benedict Cumberbatch, by the way. How weird is that?
Sounds like an allegation.
Which
you've been found guilty. That's really random.
Why is that random?
Have you got any celeb mates that you could hook me up with?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Who we got?
You know, I've set up 5 marriages.
Mine weren't one of them, by the way.
No.
I have in my culture. So Jewish culture, if you set up 3 marriages, you get an instant, like, into heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, you are set.
So I'll get a penthouse. My luck, I'll be behind some blameless nun. I'll get, like, immediately, shunted to like a cloud with a CV. I've got to have something to say.
Yeah, of course.
So who help me with who your best celebrity setup would be.
Johnny Depp.
Oh no, smelly.
Pooey.
Oh, no.
No, I don't think it would be fun. I don't, not smelly.
No, I won't go for Johnny Depp.
Okay,
no,
who would like, you
I
set
feel
me
like
up
you,
with?
I feel like you would be a lot of work.
Who would I set you up with?
Yeah, I'd be a fixer.
How old are you now?
24, but I can be however old you want me to be.
I would probably set you up with someone a little bit older.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Cathy. probably around like 30s, early 30s. I think would
that.
Be good for you.
What's your upper age limit?
54.
Right.
I actually do have someone. I actually genuinely do.
Do you?
Who is it?
Yeah.
Who is this?
No, because
no names.
Can we beep it?
It's a barrister, and he's amazing. Oh, and he went out with a he went out with a Baywatch.
Come on. Oh, he's not going to fucking go out with me there. And how can you go from Baywatch?
No, he's
to
like
this?
Really cool. And he, for some reason, he's not gay. He's never been married. He's really rich. He's a bit northern.
Is that?
And he's really, yeah.
Mm.
He's really nice.
I like it. No.
He likes
take the, your the, mitts.
What she
off.
Likes.
The placenta.
What's it called again?
The placenta.
No, but the other thing.
Cock.
The vulva.
The tripping.
That's what.
Oh,
yeah. He's a trip. Is it he?
Yeah, he's a tripper.
Stunning.
I can't help you with. I don't really know any single lesbians.
Do you that's like fun. Tripping or being tribbed?
Oh, I'm an all-round tribber, I reckon. Oh, I like all of
a tribute of tribbing.
A tribute. A tribber tribute. Absolutely.
Oh, that could be a rap.
Yeah, set me up. Set me up.
With which gender?
I could have a male. Okay. Look at me. I'm lesbian, but no, I can...
I mean, you have changed in the course of...
I have. There's been a lot going on this episode.
Yeah.
Is there any, like, yeah, but who do you suspect you're more likely to...
Well, you don't know unless you meet
in... Yeah, I don't know.
No, but intuitively, who do you suspect you're more likely to fall in love with insofar as you might? I mean, not every... You know, but I'm not in a relationship.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Well, most of the time it's men, but recently...
You've been more emotionally connected with women.
Yeah, but like more in not more in common, obviously. But as in like, I don't know, they're just nicer. Nicer.
Yeah. Why are those girls that like girls that we know?
Quite a few. They're like, they're all seeing people, aren't they? They're all in relationships.
I'm trying to think. I don't want to know any girls.
Do you actually, but what's your type as well?
Butch.
Oh! As in like Che from And Just Like That.
No, but I like a ponytail... I like a carve, makeup.
So you like a sort of, like a Chelsea girl. Grimes.
Who?
Any female, like, oh.
Like
Rosie,
she's
who
stunning,
like?
But like into sport.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who else?
So basically
like Chelsea.
Yeah. So like,
yeah.
Alex Scott is taken, but that would be a good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That vibe, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I wonder, is Jen single? Jen Beatty.
So fun. What do we get? If we like set you up, like what is there like?
Do we get a halo?
You get a halo. You get a subscription to my favorite alcohol. You can ordain me.
What's it called? Well, I can marry you. Actually,
yeah. Would you mind?
Yeah,
he's ordained.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
brilliant.
I have married people.
That tastes like love. That does.
God. I love you've got like crosses on it. That sort of in case you.
Well, I'm talking about like scissoring. It doesn't really go hand in.
Why
hand,
not?
Does it?
So, have you scissored?
Yeah.
What does it do?
It's just feels like terribly awkward, like a game of unhappy twister.
It's a bit like hungry hippo. It's a lot happening. It's
how hungry is your hippo?
Very hungry. There's been
ravenous.
A drought. Yeah, there's been a drought. It's been hell down there.
No.
Yeah.
I'm just fascinated by this sort of idea that when, you know, you're a bisexual woman, in order to discover, I guess, and you know, how to conduct the, as I say, the dance of sex, that there's so much porn available that it interferes with perhaps or affects or informs how people have sex. And I think that must be an especially big problem with like young men and women now that, you know, have access to mobile phones and how that will somehow inform again. Like
the butcher ones, because they know what they're doing.
Oh, really?
And was she frightened? Like, I mean, obviously, I've always been a big old raving homo.
Yeah, but I bet the first time you tried it, you were probably like, oh.
I can't really remember, to be honest. Like, but, like,
do you not remember?
I know, like, all willies are different.
Right.
That's true.
But I do think all vaginas and vulvas are very different.
Scarily.
To each other.
Oh, yeah.
So for someone who's been primarily with men.
Yeah.
To then to head over.
I'm literally stabbing in the dark.
Well.
Yes.
This is what, was you a bit like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot there today.
First time I thought, did some shots and thought, let me at it.
And what you like,
and then I just looked at it in the eye and thought, what now?
What eye?
What now? Clitoral eye.
Is there three, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I looked at them all in the eye.
Oh.
I said,
the three-eyed monster.
Come here.
Oh.
Or go away. I don't
know. It's not so refreshing about you. It's heaven being in here. That so many people. No, it looks like that. I know. What? Long. what did I say? This reminded me of sort of an old lady's merkin as well as clouds. But there is a sense in which, I think maybe it's because you're 24. It's what I love about
23.
Younger.
24?
Younger humans. Is that as you tell this story, it's not a single veneer. I would feel it. Like you'd feel the kind of...
I love the fact
the molecules in the room change. That you're totally, and I love this, and
authentic.
Right. And not in any way inhibited by all the horrors of shame that lots of people would feel.
Yeah, I really should have shame.
You what?
I think you should have
a no, shame. Absolute nonsense. What you do is consensual. What you do is exploration. What you do is seeking connection. And
shall I tell you who should have shame?
I love
who?
Oh yeah, fair point.
What the fuck is that? What is this?
I like the heel. I like the heel.
Thank you.
But Liza Minnelli wants it back. You know, that is fair.
Oh, no,
it's this bit that's killing me as well. Not only is it the 4-incher there, it's the patent and then this.
It's not my happiest.
Oh, wait, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a bit of fun, that.
But that's one way of describing it.
I'm a bit...
I told Bernice that's what I was going to wear beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bernice is my special helper.
Bernice is my makeup artist.
Okay.
Who goes everywhere with me and has now had to adopt Rob.
Exactly right. What do your socks say?
Hood Rich. I couldn't find any other ones.
What's Hood Rich?
It's a brand that doesn't suit me. It's cool and like fucking, yeah.
Where are you from? Where are you like?
Cambridge.
Well, I don't know where to go now.
I am from Cambridge.
I can't see that.
Neither can I.
No, because it's like town and gown, isn't there? I mean, were you gown or town? Like, as
town?
In like university, like they call it town and gown, you know. Like
I went to Nottingham Trent, though, so I was always...
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to say...
What did you study?
Film making. I used to make films.
Oh.
Not those.
Can we see them?
Yeah, I know what you were going to say.
Was it blow?
Rob Beckett actually did one of my films.
I bet he did.
Yeah, come on.
Really good.
Those teeth got put to good use.
I bet you're a really good filmmaker. Like,
thank you.
Do you carry on? Like, are you thinking maybe of carry on making?
No, God forbid.
No, she's doing well now. No,
I wanted to be a camera operator.
I loved that.
Yeah.
Every night at Big Brother, I used to play with a jib.
I'm so jealous. Yeah.
What is it about cameramen? There's something about that.
They're just powerful.
Yeah, they hold
it's
those.
It's very
cameras.
Difficult to find one that's unattractive. Not that you should objectify members of the crew. You know what I mean?
You shouldn't.
You must.
It is very difficult. They're all desperately beautiful, like scaffolders, really. That's what I'm looking for, by the way, just in case. Yeah, a scaffolder, if you're out there.
Fuck with a scaffold.
I mean, if you can read Proust in the original French and do scaffolding.
Yeah.
And I'll just take anything.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. Yeah. To wrap this up, has been a sensational pod. I've absolutely loved having you both.
Thank you for having us,
Brian. Can I say it's been an education?
It really has.
In scissoring.
In tribbing.
Tribbing.
All of the ings.
I'm going to use it in a sentence.
Please do.
You know, I'm not joking. I want to text.
Do people know about tribbing?
Yes.
Oh, so I couldn't just drop it in on TV and people think it's an
in-joke?
Well,
you could. I think it's only in like, maybe, I didn't know what it was until.
Just Cambridge.
I tripped. Yeah.
I'm really good friends with Susie Dent and I.
Oh, please.
Get
Oscar.
In the Oxford English Dictionary.
And can you get me on 8 out of 10 Counselors Countdown?
Well, you should be on that.
I know.
They threw off a cliff. Oh, yeah, you did the.
Yeah.
With Chris Hughes. Did you have a chance to choose who you wanted to be thrown off?
No, that was not by choice.
Okay. Oh.
Didn't complain, though.
No, anyway, I was going to say, why would you?
Where can they watch your show?
Handsome boy.
He is a handsome boy.
You know the drill. Where can they watch your show?
You know the drill. Oh, is that.
You're making me feel sick. The show is available. It's going to be out on BBC Two and it's also available on BBC One.
And what's it called?
It's called Robin Ryland and the Grand Tour.
Oh, yeah. Love it. I can't wait to watch. You guys have been sensational and I hope you two can get a chance to trib at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. We can trib now, actually.
Yeah. God, while I do the outro, you can trib.
Do you mind?
No, of course.
Thank you.
Make sure you like and subscribe and 5-star review if you're listening.
Stop tribbing me.
Can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Can you feel it? Look at it.